Hey, what's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, your superstitions are killing your production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So I, as a former professional baseball player, I kind of, even when I quit playing baseball, I love it. I can't stop playing it. So I, you know, for a long time I played on Sunday leagues, and a lot of times I go play with midweek wood bat leagues and all this different kind of stuff just to stay in the game, because a lot of the success that I've had in speaking, coaching, sales, and all this stuff, and helping my clients and everything that I do, a lot of that has come from the lessons that I learned in baseball. And when I go out there and play, I get an opportunity to tap back into those things that were always a breakthrough in the journey to mastery. And so I get to share one of those lessons with you here today, and it's this. So I go out there on Sunday, I'm playing a game, and it's been a while since I played, and I see the field and I think to myself, somebody else already played on this field. You know, it's kind of beat up. And then I think to myself, well, gosh, you know, how's the batter's box? It looks kind of sandy. Do I have the right bat? Oh, I don't really have my favorite bat here. And I start having this resistance because things aren't perfect for me. The field's not good. Don't have my best bat. Gosh, do I have my batting gloves? Maybe I can't play. Maybe. And what it did, like, obviously in that situation, I'm going to need to play because I committed to playing and I'm already there. And so what I'm doing, though, in that case, is I'm setting myself up to lose. I'm basically saying, if I don't have the right bat, if the batter's box isn't the right way, if the field isn't dialed in perfectly, I'm not going to be able to play, and that's not fair, right? It's not fair. It's not my fault that I didn't do well. The conditions weren't right. And so I'm kind of thought to myself, you know, that's one of the lessons I learned early on was things don't have to be perfect. I was in a slump one time in AA, and my batting coach told me, you know, because I was trying to hit line drives everywhere, I was trying to hit it perfectly, and he's like, David, you realize to get out of a slump, you don't have to hit a home run. You can hit a broken bat single over the first baseman's head. It can be an ugly hit. It could be anything. It could be an infield hit. It could be a bunt single. It could be anything to get you back into the groove. And what I realized when I was going out there to play Sunday was I was falling into this mindset of things need to be perfect. These superstitions that we have, right? Like, no, wait, I didn't wake up on the right side of the bed. I didn't get to do my journaling. I didn't get to, you know, do my affirmations. I called the first person that yelled at me. I didn't get my role play in. Whatever it might be, I don't know what your thing is, but I do know this. I do know that you should let go of the need for circumstances to be perfect for you to take the action you need to take. And how many times in your life or in your business do you need things to be perfect in order for you to perform at a high level? Look around your life. Look around your business. Are you stopping your being productive because things need to be perfect? You know, I didn't set up my leads the night before, and so now I can't do my prospecting. We use these circumstances or the fact that I couldn't get the right circumstances or my superstitions in as an excuse to not perform. There's no excuse. You don't get an excuse. An excuse is not your reality. It is your choice. You chose to see it like that. And so to finish this story on Sunday, right, I saw myself doing that and I thought, you know what? I'm actually gonna go out there and not have any expectations. I'm just gonna play the best I can and I'm gonna assume that everything's perfect. Perfect bat. You know, if it's a sandy batter's box, perfect. That's exactly how I like it. Now, do I like it like that? No. But I can take that perspective. And I went out there and, you know, I don't know if you guys know what 4 for 5 means, but it means out of 5 times at bat, I got 4 hits. It's a pretty darn good day. You know, considering you only get 3 out of 10 hits and you're a Hall of Famer, there's many days I've gone 0 hits out of 5 times at bat. And I went out there and I played beautifully. And I know from experience, for a fact, that if I would have entertained this idea that things need to be perfect, I would have done horrible. I would have been mad, you know, been down on myself, probably blamed the umpire, blamed other things. I would have had this horrible day. But I chose a different perspective and chose to accept that the conditions don't have to be perfect for me to perform my best. Anybody can perform good when the circumstances are in their favor. Anybody can. A champion does it no matter what. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're a champion. That's why you're even listening, because you're trying to get better every single day. You're trying to win in your business and life every single day. And I honor you for that. I'm grateful for you being here. And I just need you to know, you need to stop being so hard on the circumstances and needing things to be perfect. And you need to stop being hard on yourself and thinking you need to be perfect. Winning doesn't need perfection. I hope you understand that. Winning does not need perfection. A broken bat single will do it. A terrible sales presentation with the signature still works. It still works. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to take the actions and do your best and let the chips fall where they may, right? So I want you to break out your journal and just ask yourself, like, am I trying to be too perfect? What circumstances am I so attached to that I need to have in my life in order to go? And like, what would happen if I didn't need those anymore? What if I was just powerful enough to not need any circumstances to win? What if I accepted and actually believed that I could win under any circumstances, no matter what my mindset said? Don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone. I don't feel like it today. And you did it anyway. You don't need any kind of mindset to win. You don't need anything. With the given situation you're in right now, you can perform at a high level regardless of the circumstances and go win in your business and life, okay? So that's what I've got for you today. I'm grateful for you taking the time to listen to this. I hope you got a lot out of it. If you know somebody that could use this, I would be honored if you shared it with them. If you haven't said hi on Facebook or Instagram, please come say hi or visit our website at www.keyseacompany.com. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and be relentlessly committed to finding a way to win. Talk to you next time.